Summertime is here, and that means we get to eat all of the delicious foods that we have here in Connecticut for this time of year. Every Tuesday, we talk food with CT Food Girlie.
Yeah, I love watching the menu switch over to like seasonal items. So I'm thinking like I want lobster rolls and just all these good summer foods. So what do you have for us, Alex?
Absolutely. So excited for summer in Connecticut. I'm going to start us off with hot dogs. So one of my favorite places is Super Duper Weenie in Fairfield. They've been pushing out specialty dogs, fresh cut french fries, burgers and nuggets for years. They redefine that classic American meal. Their hot dogs are split and grilled, laid onto a fresh baked roll with their homemade relishes and toppings. Personally, I'm ordering their New Yorker, which is mustard, sauerkraut, their own hot relish, and onion sauce.
Yeah, they're a classic spot here in Connecticut, Super Duper Weenie, and they have that little like snap with the hot dog too.
Yeah. So Alex, you're like our go-to foodie. Is there anything wrong with me ordering a well-done hot dog? Like extra burnt, extra crispy?
I don't think so, as long as you enjoy it that way, right?
Yeah. All right, yeah. Good. Because I want to walk into this place and I want to say, can you just leave it on the grill a little bit longer,
please? They'll do it for you. Yeah.
You might start a trend behind you.
Ooh, yes, that's me, a trendsetter.
The next one I have for us is, of course, lobster rolls. A great spot is Seven Seas in Milford. They do that hot lobster roll, sauteed lobster meat served on a toasty, buttery roll. They do a side of steak fries and creamy coleslaw. You can order a single or a double. Once you see the lobster roll post on their Instagram, that's when you know summer in CT is officially here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, lobster rolls are just the best. And the Connecticut style with the hot drawn butter. And I love that style. And Seven Seas, they're like a classic, legendary sort of bar restaurant in Milford. And I if I'm not mistaken, they're one of the first ones that served a lobster roll. One of the first places.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Yeah, definitely a good spot to kick off summer for Seven Seas, especially if you're craving that lobster roll.
Yeah.
Another one for summer in New England, I think of grilled cheese. I don't know why, but I just do. The Fairfield Cheese Company, now they're both in Fairfield and Greenwich. They're a store that supports the American cheesemaker, as well as other artisan food producers nationwide. Now, they've built relationships with small farms, importers, and distributors. They bring a wide variety of cheeses, charcuterie, oils, olives, pastas, much more. And they make a really delicious old-school grilled cheese. And they feature different cheeses and hams and sourdough breads. You can eat one there. They'll make it for you. Or you can pick up the fresh ingredients and go head home and make it.
That sounds really good.
I'm into a nice grilled cheese in the summertime.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Ooh, especially on sourdough bread. That sounds really good. The last one I have for us with these hot foods of summer is New England clam chowder, an absolute classic. So Stowe's Seafood in West Haven serves up a delicious bowl of creamy New England clam chowder. I love the oyster crackers. Sometimes I just eat them by themselves. That screams summer to me.
Yeah, usually a hot soup isn't really a thing for me in the summer, but this is the one thing I'll make an exception for.
Yeah, there's something about a New England clam chowder that's like, it just makes sense.
It does. They also offer chili, lobster bisque. They also have a gumbo there, cup or bowl sizes. I've also heard they make a really good Cajun crab chowder. So if you don't want something too hot, maybe the Cajun crab chowder.
Yeah, and these are all classic Connecticut items too. So these all sound really good. And coming up at 6:25, we're going to go to the cooler side of things, some of the kind of desserts and things to cool down that you can eat here in Connecticut this summer with CT Food Girlie. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. Now that summer's here, talking about all the places here in Connecticut to get some nice summer foods and to cool down a little bit, too. So every Tuesday, we talk food with our friend CT Food Girlie. You can find her on Instagram.
And when I'm looking for something refreshing, I want to reach for like a nice Italian ice, you know, something cold. So, Alex, what do you have for us?
Great Italian ice place right in Bridgeport. Michelizzi's has gourmet Italian ice and ice cream. It's really loved by the locals and the loyal customers around. They have their mobile brain freeze bar that can be used for events or parties. They have those classic Italian ice flavors. We all love lemon and cherry and watermelon. But they also have Swedish fish swirl. I saw root beer, cotton candy, and refreshing honeydew.
I like that. I like the little twist on the Swedish fish. And that sounds really interesting.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Instead of cotton candy ice cream, cotton candy Italian ice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good.
Another great cold food. Or drink, I should say, is iced coffee. And in Milford, there's Cafe Atlantique. It's a great little spot where locals can go to dine, drink, and socialize. They have crepes and paninis, but most importantly, they partner with Connecticut roasters, so their coffee is super fresh. on their Instagram, they share secret menu items of the week. And in June, they just posted their strawberry shortcake latte, strawberry whipped cream, white mocha, and strawberry rose syrup. Perfect iced coffee for the summer.
Yeah, it's great. I usually get the Cafe Mocha when I go there. And they have a really cool spot, too. Like, if you were bringing your laptop or, you know, they have a bunch of chairs. They have an outdoor area, too. It's neat.
Sounds like a chill vibe. I like that.
Yeah. Who doesn't love an iced coffee in the summer? Next one up, I have soft serve ice cream. Now, Elena's on Orange in New Haven. They're a new neighborhood ice cream spot. They're serving the best soft serve in the area. They have delicious flavors of the week, but they do stick with their vanilla, chocolate, and seasonal rotating flavors mostly. They have homemade toppings and homemade waffle cones, the signature chocolate dip that everybody loves, and they also have an amazing chocolate chip cookie and brownie sundae. I've seen videos of this thing on Instagram. Mouthwater.
I do love a waffle cone. Waffle cones are so good.
And when you walk into the ice cream parlors and it just smells like fresh ones.
They should make that a candle, actually. That smell of waffle cones being made when you walk into an ice cream place. I would buy that, put it in the house.
Next one for us is popsicles. Now, Popcentric in North Haven, just the cutest little place. They've been serving gourmet popsicles since 2015. They offer popsicles for both kids and adults with unique flavor combinations. They really strive to use fresh and local fruits, herbs, and greens in every pop from Connecticut. Their boozy pops are pretty famous. They have a caramel bourbon latte, creamy margarita, passion fruit bellini, watermelon mojito. You can even get a puppy pop, too, with dog biscuit crumbles and a chew stick. They do great private events as well.
A watermelon mojito popsicle sounds great. Do they deliver? Because I would love to order it for delivery right now.
Seriously. You hear about a lot of ice cream places and Italian ice, but you don't hear about a lot of popsicle places. Yeah. That's really fun.
Yeah. Especially gourmet popsicle, like a bougie popsicle.
Yeah. I love it. These are all perfect places to sort of cool down and have some of these ice treats. I can't wait to try some of these. All right. CT Food Girly. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girly. Thank you so much for all these suggestions, Alex.
Thanks, guys. Stay cool this summer.